Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel Zoe, and you're listening to Works for Us, where we talk to people about what works for them in their relationships and, of course, what doesn't. Okay, today is a very special day for me because one of the most incredible women that I have had the pleasure of knowing, the most gorgeous, the most amazing, the ultimate queen, Miss Kathy Hilton. She's here with us. Well, here with me, and I couldn't be happier about it. Honestly, Kathy needs no introduction, but I'll give her one anyway because, you know, that's what we do. Okay, Kathy Hilton is a massive, huge philanthropist, entrepreneur, fashion designer, newly minted Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star. So we're all Bravo alumni technically here. Kathy is, of course, the mother of Paris, Nikki, Conrad, and Baron Hilton, and the wife of famed Rick Hilton, who I love dearly. We didn't invite the guys today. All right, so Kathy, I'm so excited to have you on Works for Us, so thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, I love you so much. And, you know, for our listeners, I will, in full disclosure, say that Kathy and I have been friends for many, many years. And but I do like to start from the beginning because do you remember where we met or how we met?
Well, we had met many times before because you and Paris were friendly. Mm-hmm. And I remember that Paris or Nikki and I were in Gucci yes. in Beverly Hills.
Yes,
and we said hi to you.
Yes.
And you were shopping and you were so cute. And you said, well, girls, if you want to shop with me and hang out, let's just hang out and let's shop together. And I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. Do you remember that?
Honestly, I do remember that. And what's so funny is like, I was thinking that was my first like real memory of you. And you were with Nikki. You were with Nikki. And you, I was there pulling for, God, it was so long ago. It was probably early 2000s, right? It's probably
yes.
like 2003 around then. And so I was pulling for a job and I was in Gucci and I was working with the PR. And then, of course, I was like running around pulling things off the floor. And I saw you guys and you were so chic. You always have looked like a sister and not a mother. Always. And I was like, and you were like, I'm Kathy Hilton. I was like, oh my God, the legend, the queen. And then I remember we had like a girl's kind of, you know, few hours. We just sort of like
yes.
looked at everything. And, you know, it was, I do remember that. And I was like, I wonder if that really was her first time or was it during a fashion thing or was it in New York? And I couldn't remember.
Well, it was the first time we'd spent time together, but of course we had been at fashion shows and things like that.
Well, okay. So Works for Us, we really talk about relationships and, you have so many extraordinary relationships, but the one that I want to definitely focus on and start with is the beautiful relationship with your husband, Rick, because I mean, Roger and I are together 30 years and
wow.
I think what many people don't know about you, or maybe they do, is just you have the most iconic relationship with your husband.
And I am blessed.
You are. And you met when you were how old? 18?
15.
15. He was 18.
He was 19.
Oh my God.
I know. And then we got engaged when I was 18, got married when I was 19. He was 23, 24. And
oh
had Paris at 20, a month before my 21st birthday.
Oh, my God. So yes. that is why you look like their sister.
Oh, you're so sweet.
But I mean it. I wouldn't say it. I mean, but you always have. But you've managed somehow. Because here's the thing. I think when you become a very young wife and a very young mother, there is that fear, at least for me, I think that's probably why I didn't do it, was I didn't feel grown up yet. You know what I mean? I wasn't feeling like I could barely really take care of myself yet, you know? And I think
right.
when I look at you, you've somehow managed to raise these extraordinary children, many of them, by the way, like to say, four.
Thank you.
The dream, by the way, two girls, two boys, the dream.
Yes.
And maintain this incredible marriage. So how, like, what, please tell me the magic to this. Like, what's the secret? What's is if there is one?
I think that we grew up together, number one.
Yep.
We moved to New York. And so we were away from our parents. We did not have any friends there. We moved there right when we got engaged. And it was right out of college for Rick. We moved to New York, came back to LA, got married November 79. Obviously went back to New York, and he was working for an investment banking firm with, you know, a very, very, very high pressure job.
Yep.
And we started out in a tiny little apartment. He was making $23,000 a month, a year, a month. Listen,
by the way, me year. Too, at my first job, maybe even a little less.
And it was cute. He used to say, he'd walk in and I'd be on the phone with my mother, who was my best friend.
Aww, and
because I was a kid, and he would say, who are you on the phone with? And he knew damn well who I was on the phone with.
Of course.
And then he would say, when we'd hang up, that would be the only problem. He was jealous of my mother. That was the only kind of fight we would ever have. And then he would say, I don't want you. I want you. I don't want you calling your mother collect. I have a phone card from my company that you can use. I went, okay. So anyway, about a month and a half, 2 months later, he said, I just want you to know you have gone through the entire phone card for me. The limit. It's it. That's it. So, and then he says to me, you know, I want you, here's a credit card. We need to build some credit. So there was all these little stores on Lexington, Raspberry. I don't know if you remember any of these. Icarus, Raspberry, like all of these little stores, like right near Bloomingdale's where you could buy dresses for like $39, $29. Well, I racked those bills up, you know, and so he was like, oh, you got to hold back on that. Anyway, I think that starting out and working for everything.
Yeah.
We were not spoiled by our parents and appreciating everything. Mm-hmm. Finally, after being living there for 5 years, having two little girls, once we had to get that extra, we went and got another apartment, and went, we had Paris, then we had Nikki. So Nikki was in an alcove. If you know anything about New York apartments.
Oh yeah, I had one of those.
We could not afford another bedroom.
Yeah.
So we put little Nikki in the alcove. So then she started to outgrow the alcove. And so I looked at him, I said, you've been here 5 years. I think we need to move back to LA. You've 5 years under your belt. Let's go back, start your own company. And that was my way of kind of pushing him.
Sure.
And we did. And he opened Hilton Realty Investment.
Oh my goodness.
And I was a little nervous because here it was kind of my idea. And things started to grow. And then he opened Hilton and Highland.
Oh my God.
And it became a global success, thank God.
Which is filled with every dream home. In every dream home.
I mean, all over globally.
It's Hilton and Highland is like, it's like the best way to kind of lose yourself in real estate. Just like, what? Just like, look at what's coming up on Hilton and Highland. It's heaven.
No, I mean, they have done the biggest sales.
Oh my God.
And it is, and there's one office and there's a reason for it.
Which is?
Well, he feels that it's like the Bergdorf Goodman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they really like to keep an eye and be responsible for the properties.
Yeah.
And, you know, like they did just like Candy Spellings twice and to Petra Ecclestone, but they had both sides.
Yep.
Because, you know, Rick has the connection.
It's smart. He wants to stay close to it.
Exactly.
I understand that concept because
the minute you take your eye off it, you can't be everywhere.
But now, Kathy, where did you guys, did you meet in school? How did you meet?
No, we met through a friend. Oh. We met through a friend and he was at DU, Denver University. Okay. So he would come back and forth, back and forth.
This is like the love story of love stories.
Yes.
Truth. I mean, I have to tell you, I love a love story. So please tell me, tell me the good. Tell me the funny, tell me the good.
So I think that, I mean, when he was in DU, I'm sure he was dating. And when he was gone, I was dating. Mm-hmm.
Which is good, by the way.
Which was good. I think so. Yes. I really do.
It is.
And then finally, he invited me to come to Lake Tahoe. So I went and spent a few weeks. I told my mother I was going with Mrs. Hilton and his sister, which the true part is his sister and Mrs. Hilton did come up
at some point.
For a couple weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. And we really fell madly in love. You know, when you just don't want to leave someone?
Yeah. Well, that's what it should be.
He dropped me off, we drove back in this truck at the end to go back. He proposed to me watching cartoons, the Flintstones,
in bed, Flintstones.
In pajamas. I had Vicks vapor on. I had a little cold. And he said, well, we're going to need to head back on Sunday. And we've got to tell my parents and tell your mother that we're getting married. That's how he proposed. And here I'm an 18-year-old little girl, and I'm thinking, oh, good, okay. I just, kept quiet, And so we went
And a
back.
Ring? Was there a ring?
No.
No ring. He's no, just like, no, okay, we have to go back because we're getting married.
Exactly.
That's amazing. So it was like business. It was like, we have to go
tell everybody. Very business-like. Exactly. So we went back, and we told my mother. And my mother took me into her bathroom. I'll never forget. Because my mother was my best friend, and I was her best friend, and I'm
as you are with
daughter.
Your girls, as you are with right. your girls.
And she said, "Are you sure about this? I mean, you're very, very young. I mean, are you sure? You better really think this out." And then I'm like, "Yes, I am." Because when he dropped me off at home, he goes, "I'm going to go home and shower," and whatever. I didn't want to be away from him. I started to cry. You know when you cry and your lip starts to quiver?
Yeah, of course.
And you're I was like
you feel
so
it
attached
everywhere.
To him.
Yep.
I didn't want to be away from him. I mean, when are you coming to get me? When are you coming back?
Aww.
Yeah.
Stop.
And then he came and picked me up and we went and talked, told his parents. And his mother came and she said, "Oh, let's go up and tell your father," and knocked on the door. He had on pale yellow pajamas. And she said, "Honey," knocked on the door, "I have a present for you." And, said, "Kathy and Rick have an announcement." And then we all went downstairs and she got out her phone book and started calling all their friends. It was about 7:30 at night and telling well, Kathy and Rick are engaged. They're getting married.
And
it
what year was
so
this,
happy
Kathy?
And beautiful.
What year was this?
1979.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And that was the best time, though. That time in life was such an incredible time. And then into the 80s of just fun and oh, my God.
Yes.
And Studio 54 and glamour and the whole,
everything
was fun.
Well, it was great because we got to enjoy Studio 54 when we moved to New York for about 6 months.
Ugh, it's the best.
And I'm talking Andy Warhol.
The
and
whole.
Steve Rubell and that whole.
Oh, yeah. Diane. Everyone.
DVF and Halston and, a quick little snapshot here or there. They gave me my 21st birthday, which was the first time Studio 54 closed down.
Oh, my God.
And did all white tablecloths and flowers and ice sculptures did a big, huge, and they, by the way, put this party on and paid for it.
Oh my God.
With a big screen with all of these pictures flashing of me, invited all of my friends, everybody in New York.
Oh
it was
God.
Incredible.
For your
21st Michael Jackson,
birthday.
Everybody you could think of there. Yeah.
Oh my
God. It was really something.
I want to be you. That's where I was in my dreams on my 21st birthday, by the way, and my 31st.
I try to explain to Paris, you do not understand. You, A, would have loved this, and they would have loved you.
Oh, God.
You
can you imagine?
You really have not lived. No one will ever recreate Studio 54.
I agree with that. I did get a taste in the 90s.
You would know.
Well,
right.
Well, I got a taste of New York at its best, you know, with Moomba and Bungalow 8 and Cafe Tabac and Merc Bar and Spy and Wax. And it was a moment. And I always say, it'll never feel like that again, at least for me or, you know, this generation. But like Studio 54 is a time that if you were lucky enough to even touch it or be inside and experience it even for a night, oh my God, which is, I think, what why I collect clothing from that time, why in my head I'm there, because I wish I was there. It's magic, right? I mean,
yes. Well, you got to remember walking into this old theater. I think it was probably, the ceilings were like four stories high.
God.
And what you would see going on, and the costumes and the people and on stilts. I mean, it was like, I have never seen anything like it.
It's like the Twilight Zone of glamour.
And the music thumping, and
Paris would have lost her mind.
She would have lost her mind.
So wait, did you ever have an official first date though? Because I feel mm-hmm. I feel like it happened so fast.
It did definitely happen too fast. Yes, the first date, he invited me over to his house, his mother's house, because he stayed there when he came in from Denver. And I came with my best friend. I always had to have a friend with me.
I understand that.
And he had his friend Doug there. And we hung out in the pool house. And then he wanted to go into the house back where his room was by the kitchen. And he proceeded to take me into the room and wanted to lay on the made bed, you know, made up, and kiss.
Hmm.
And all I could think of was, I don't like this. This is his mother's house. I am so afraid if
she's going to walk in or like,
yes,
yeah, sure. And
I
then she'd
like
hate
this.
You forever, by the way.
Hello. Exactly. And I have no business doing this. It's the first date. And what's going to happen next? What is he going to try? What is he going to try? So I was really not liking this. So I was just like, no, I can't do this. I mean, what if somebody, we've got to get out of here. So we did. We
and,
did.
And
you know, one thing, then, you know, they're going to start trying to
100%.
Base two.
100%. And by the way, so you know, I'm the same way. I'm very much a lady like that. Like even today, if I'm in my parents' house, nope. I'm just like, it's like a thing. I think if you respect parents, there's this thing where it's sort of like when you're young, it's sort of like, no, not here. Not where
no
my, you know, way. Not near your parents, not near my parents. Let's just go be us and do what we need to do. No.
No, it was just too uncomfortable. So we got up and we left and, you know, all of that. And no, I made him wait. And then the funniest thing is we ended up going to Las Vegas.
I was going to ask you. So then, okay. So wait.
We stayed in his father's suite in Las Vegas.
Oh my goodness. Stop.
And I'll never forget. I can't believe this. The 70s, the late 70s. I, for God's sakes, have hair rollers on.
Which was totally normal, by the way.
But walking out of the Las Vegas with hair rollers.
Okay, well, that's different.
We get into his car. And his father is pulling up in a red Mercedes limo as we are leaving. So we checked out, the father's checking in.
Oh my God, stop. So what happened?
Oh, yeah.
So what happened?
I'm like, well, it was fine. Because, you know, of course, they're going to get that room ready for him in a jiffy.
14
you know?
Seconds.
It's like, yeah, exactly.
So was the wedding a big wedding? Or did, because the proposal, not such a big thing, right? Super chill.
Right.
Very,
yeah,
like, matter of fact, which is so funny, by the way. And then Because I feel like your daughters, well, at least Paris, I mean, everything is way more dramatic and way more theatrical, right?
Our wedding was actually like 300 people, okay. So it was bigger.
Yeah.
But you have to remember, I'm a little girl and my husband is just a young boy.
Totally.
23.
Totally.
So I just remember, I didn't have a wedding dress made. I went to Bergdorf's. They had a beautiful salon.
Yeah.
And my mother was in London with Kim. They were filming a movie with Betty Davis. What was it?
Casual. Kathy, by the way. Casual.
No, it was actually really beautiful.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's really major. But
they were doing, what's that movie? Escape to Witch Mountain.
Okay.
Or Watchers in the Wood, a Disney film. So they were there for 3 months. So I picked out my own wedding dress. In fact, I wanted to take some of the lace. And Fernando from Oscar de la Renta was here. And I said to Fernando and Laura, what if we take a little bit of the hem of the lace on the hem of my dress and cut out a little bit and dye it baby blue and then sew it in to Paris's hem. And he looked at me, said, nobody uses this lace anymore. It's so expensive. Do not ruin this dress. It belongs in a museum.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm so happy he said that. Because you would have chopped that up.
I never would have thought of having a wedding dress made. I mean, I really wouldn't have.
But you probably looked magnificent. And who cares?
It was gorgeous.
Right?
And at Bergdorf Goodman, they had the best of the best of the best.
Yeah, of course.
And
it's the happiest place in New York City.
Oh, my goodness. My favorite.
Like everyone else, I prefer to use skincare products that are the best. So I'm here to tell you that I found a great new product that you need in your life. It's called Proven Skincare. And it's so fantastic that Forbes is actually calling this new award-winning skincare brand the Tesla of skincare, where beauty meets technology. I mean, if that's not a compliment. Proven Skincare creates personalized skincare based on over 47 factors about a person's skin, genetic background, lifestyle, and environment. Proven's skincare formulas are rooted in the world's largest beauty database, the Skin Genome Project, and the winner of MIT's AI Technology of the Year Award. It analyzed the universe of skincare data, including the effectiveness of over 20,000 skincare ingredients from over 100,000 skincare products and over 28 million testimonials from real people on what each individual's skin needs to be truly cared for. All of this analysis results in Proven Skincare's custom three-step system that actually works. It includes a personalized cleanser, day moisturizer with SPF, and personalized night cream. And I'm telling you, it's the most effective system that will totally replace your shelf full of products. Take their online skin genome quiz and get a personalized skincare routine that fits you. Plus, your formulations are updated every 8 weeks to evolve with you based on changing seasons, your skin's acclimation to active ingredients, and even life changes like pregnancy, menopause, or a really big move. Visit www.provenskincare.com to take the free skin genome quiz and use code ZOE at checkout for $20 off your first order, plus free shipping, of course. That's provenskincare.com, code ZOE, for $20 off your first order. provenskincare.com, code ZOE.
So anyway, my mother and my great aunt, who was involved with all of the charities in Denver and all of that, and she loved planning parties. She and my mother were the ones that planned the wedding. And all I remember saying is, Mommy, I want pink, pale pink flowers. And I had little extensions on the nails.
Okay.
Porcelain nails.
Yep.
I did not have any makeup on. And I had my hair back in little curls with a veil, and I didn't even have makeup on.
And probably lip gloss. Flawless.
But it's like we didn't think of things. So how many friends did I have then? I did have 12 bridesmaids, so it was all my best friends.
Okay, so.
But how many other friends did I invite? Maybe 25? And Rick probably invited, he had
right
the same amount of groomsmen.
Right.
But how many friends did he have? 10, 15, 20? So it was all of my mother.
Of course.
And Mr. and Mrs. Hilton's friends.
Of course. Of course.
It's a, so I mean, it was more of their friends, of course. The parents.
I mean, the wedding is for them. Honestly, Roger and I were going to run off to St. Bart's and get married. And my parents were like, are you okay? No.
But when the bride and the groom are a little older,
yes,
it is their friends.
I agree. I agree with
because
that.
Because they've developed a lot of relationships and friends and close business associates and colleagues. And so it's quite different.
So how is it, Kathy? So, okay. So one of your most prized roles in life is being a super mom, and your relationship with, I mean, all of your children, but I obviously know firsthand with the girls so well, and
yes,
they are so different. They are so different.
They really are.
And I think, to be honest, I think if you had five girls, none of them would be alike in any way. I just think it's the nature of this. My sister and I are nothing alike and we're inseparable. And so,
right,
you know, I think, and I love them both dearly, and they're so totally different. And you've now done weddings for both of them, right? So what, how do you go into that? Like, as a mother coming from this incredible marriage, a very low key, well, not low key wedding, but one that wasn't like such a thing for you. And obviously now coming
right
off Paris's, Nikki's, I imagine was magical, but
beautiful.
But so was that like, do you go with that? Like, as the mom, like, I want to now like plan this, or I'm going to let the girls decide. Like, what's your approach to all of that?
Well, I have a background in party planning, and
of
you know, worked
you
at the Waldorf, and I've, you know, been involved.
You're good at this.
Yeah, and with all the charity work I've done in the last 40 years. I've been involved and planned some of the most incredible parties. So I know a thing or two about all of this.
Or a million.
Yeah. So I always say, and Paris does not really care about that.
Yeah.
Paris would be happy to have unicorns and teddy bears,
yep,
hanging in the, from the ceiling.
Truth.
Now, her husband, on the other hand, I call him the octopus, Groomzilla. He had his hands in everything. So I'm like,
which
Carter,
is rare, which is very
I'm like,
rare.
What the hell is going on? I'm like, you got to tell this guy to stay in his lane. Beep, beep. Right.
Yes.
And she doesn't get mad. I would be furious if my mother said that.
Because she doesn't care. She's just sort of
he goes, but mommy, he's very sweet. He really just means well. I go, and then by the way, anything you say, she runs right back and tells him. Oh, yeah.
But she's not allowed to do that. I have to talk to her about that. She can't do that.
She's a character. You know, she's
50. There's no one like her.
In the boardroom, she's 50. But she's a little girl.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And I love her so much. You know.
Well, they love you. They think of you like a big sister.
Well, you know, well, you adopted me, right? Unofficially?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I just
want to make sure.
You're my third daughter.
I just want to make sure. And, you know, because, you know, the thing I tell anyone who will listen about you, the girls, your family, and now I've gotten to know Baron over the last few years and Tessa, who I just, if you could have handpicked, a daughter-in-law. I just love her. She's like, I swear she has angel wings on her back.
And she loves you.
I love her. She's just, I met her and I was like, are you for real?
And thank you for looking after her.
I will always look after her.
Because, you know, she's only been back here, you know, a year and a half.
I know. And she has this angel face, but also this huge heart and that baby and the wings and the two of them are like, you know, I had this sort of moment where we were recently together with you and Rick at that Ralph Lauren event at Sunset Tower. And we were standing
right
there and it was this gorgeous night and we were standing outside and I was talking to you and to Rick and I turn around and Roger was talking to Rick and I turn around and I see Baron and Tessa sitting there on the bench. And I was like, I had that total like surreal moment. It was sort of like, I'm looking at you guys and then I'm looking at them and they look like this kind of younger version. When I say younger, obviously, you know what I mean. But like, they are in fact younger. But, and it was this like beautiful thing where I was like, wow, look what you guys have built. You have these incredible children. They are with loves of their life, right? And
yes,
and they're living it and they're working. And what's amazing that I also want to say is they all work so hard.
Well, you know what? You have to.
I agree with that.
You have to. And we did. And, you know, I've always told my children, you got to get out there. And especially in today's world, you know, it's the husband and the wife, or both partners have got to get out there and hustle. It's not just about, it's not the old days where one stays at home and the other one's the breadwinner.
It's not even about the money. That's a thing. And I try and explain that to people. It's about everyone having a purpose when they wake up in the morning, right?
I agree.
It's not, it's, you can't only be driven by money, because then it's really what you're doing every day really is work. And you really put it in this different place in your mind. If you have the passion for what you do, then you just want to keep doing it. And I can see that in your kids. They love what they do. Paris works like she works because she's obsessed with it. She loves
it. Yes, she does.
Right?
She does.
And I think
it's nice to be independent too.
Yes, you have to be.
It is nice. But I have to tell you, it is nice to be able to buy my husband a gift for his birthday or is our anniversary without charging his American Express.
Isn't that nice? I couldn't agree more with that concept.
I really mean that.
And I think, and
or
I would
to be
argue,
able to
Kathy,
do something nice for one of my friends
or
a relative and not be dipping into.
Yes. Or for yourself.
Yes.
Right? And I think I would argue that is a big part of the success of your relationship. Because I tell my friends, I tell people I don't know, a big part of success to me in a marriage and a relationship is the fact that you have your independence, but your codependence, right? You can't breathe without each other, but you also have your own life, and you have to, in my opinion, because I think the minute you become that woman waiting for them to get home, waiting to see what they're going to decide, waiting for everything leaning on the husband, to me, that does not work. I don't know how you feel about that, but I know that you're not that person.
I think it becomes boring to the man.
Of course. I agree.
Or to the partner.
Yes. All around.
100%.
Yep. And you guys, to me, are like this king and queen. And I think, you know, but yet you really stand on your feet alone and together. And I think that's really what it is. And I want to also point out, and I don't know if you feel this way, but I have a lot of friends that really don't go out with their husbands very often. I always, not always, but most of the time would like to go. I like a girls' night. I love my girls.
And then you have your date night. I see you get dressed up for your date night.
Yeah. And I noticed that you go out with Rick a lot still. And I love that.
Oh, yes.
And I love that.
You know what I'm noticing, though, more and more? And, you know, we have friends in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, their 70s. And we have this one couple who we are madly crazy for that are like they're in their 60s. They're in their 90s.
I know some of those.
But it's interesting. A lot of, I would say more so here in LA than New York. Like, I'm going to New York next week. I am bringing two friends with me. I'm going to go do Watch What Happens Live.
Oh,
Drew
fun.
Barrymore, and I think Jimmy Fallon and a few things were promoting Paris and Love. Have you seen Paris's new show, Paris
no,
and Love?
No, but I'm planning to binge watch it.
You've got to get Peacock, get that app. I'm telling you.
This show, I'm obsessed with everything she does, so I'm going to love it.
No, no. This show is I will tell you, it's the best show I think I've ever seen. It is raw. It's real. Last night, we went to Washington. And then next week is the bridal shower, so you'll see yourself.
Oh, God.
And then the following week is a two-parter, which is the wedding. So
oh my God.
You'll be on that, too.
Oh, my God.
Get the Peacock app. It is heart and soul.
Listen, I think everyone should watch everything that Paris does that you do.
No, because this it's is real. Really good.
Because it's real.
This is really good.
I'm so excited.
And with me, I bring out her real inner. She's totally relaxed. But anyway, what was my point?
That you're going to New York.
Oh, I'm going to New York. And
you're seeing girlfriends?
I'm seeing girlfriend. Well, I'm bringing two girlfriends with me.
Cute.
Because my friends there.
They're different.
They don't really go out to a girl's dinner.
Right.
We're here. And by the way, I never did that.
Right.
But here, the girls do that.
They do. And I'm always with Roger. And I'm like, it's funny. I have to like work harder to do a girl's dinner here.
Last night, Lisa Rinna had a little thing for her lipstick thing. And it was just like eight of us. But there were no boys. And I walked in. And it was a disco party. I got in touch with Courtney.
Oh my God, yesterday. We have nothing.
I know. And I thought of Rachel right away. I'm like, call Rachel Zoe, see if there's anything.
Yes, sequin everything.
I thought of you.
I'll lend you my archives. I'll just go right into the archives. You can pull from my
actual call Rachel
clothes.
Zoe, see if they have anything. Because, I mean, I don't know what to do. And so I got there and there were no boys. And... I said, you know, there's something kind of fun about this.
Because you just let it go.
Yeah, we can just, and we were dancing.
Yep.
And we had a good time.
So cute.
But they don't do that in New York.
No, not
often. It's a little more formal.
It is a little more formal. And we're very chill here. And I think, you know, that's another thing I don't know that people know about you and your family is that you're California. Like,
well, I was born in New York, and the girls are born in New York.
But mostly you lived here, no? Mostly California.
You know what? We have lived half and half.
Okay. Okay.
Isn't that funny? We lived in New York. The girls were born in New York. We moved when Paris was like, Nikki was maybe a year old. Paris was three. But then we moved back.
Right.
When the boys were 2 and 5. And we lived there for like, I don't know, 9 or 10 years. So we've kind of been back and forth.
What do you prefer?
I got to tell you, I love both. I mean, I would say I am a New Yorker at heart.
Same. I'm a New Yorker at heart, but I love living here.
And we're going to Palm Beach next week.
Oh, it's just there. I completely fell in love with Palm Beach. I was there for 3 weeks. I love it there.
I saw you were at the Colony.
Yes, I love it there.
You know what? You are Miss Palm Beach. That is so perfect.
I loved it.
With your caftans.
I loved it.
And the whole thing. You should have done like a podcast.
I'm going back. I am telling you, there is a really good chance that my next chapter, I'm just moving to Palm Beach.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I think we should really, it's funny. I was saying to, you know, Brian Atwood was there with us and we were all just cute. The most gorgeous. He's my other husband.
Is he the most gorgeous?
The most gorgeous since the day
he's
I met
male,
him.
He's a male, young Elizabeth Taylor.
He's so gorgeous.
I love him.
Kindest, most
and the
charming.
Nicest.
And by the way, I've known him 20 something years. And I swear to God, there is no dark side. It is real. He's that happy. He's that positive. He's that gorgeous.
I adore him.
I love him dearly. So, okay. So can we talk about Real Housewives for a second? So,
yes.
Okay. So you get to work with your sister, Kyle, who I love, by the way. So, like, is that just so much fun? Do you fight? Do you bicker? Do you, like, like, I would die to work with my sister every day. I did. But, like, I don't know on TV. I mean, we've done it a few times on my show, but different.
You know, I am not a fighter.
I know, me neither.
I'm not really a fighter.
Do you bicker?
No. Kyle is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Pisces. She is a Capricorn.
Oh.
And I'm not going to, you know what? If she sees it blue, I'm like, and I see it purple.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you're right. That is blue. You know what? You're right. It is blue.
So this is where Paris gets it from.
It's navy blue, right?
This is where Paris gets it from.
Exactly. It's much easier to do that. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. No, I love Kyle. And you know, there's so many girls and people ask me, who's your favorite? I have to tell you, I really love all the girls.
That's so great. That's such a blessing.
And by the way,
such a blessing.
If I didn't it would be hard for me. Like if I was annoyed or didn't like one or two of them, I don't need to do this.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And if it's going to stress me out or something, forget it.
I agree. I agree.
I really mean that.
I mean,
I really mean
I've
that.
I've known Lisa forever and I love
I
her.
I love her.
She's the best. I just
She's
love
so
her.
She's so fun.
She's just a good heart and good energy all around. I just love
She's
her.
She's so funny.
I agree. She's a good egg. And they have a great marriage too.
Oh, they're adorable.
I mean, they just are. They kind of look like this, like, kind of, I don't know, just like Ken and Barbie sexy couple to me. You know,
mm-hmm.
They're so fun. And okay, so, but are Paris and Nikki at all like you and Kyle? Like, are you, like, do you ever see similarities there? Or are they just completely different?
They are completely different. But they are, they're very loyal to each other.
Very.
I mean, they're
very,
they are sisters. They are, they're very loyal to each other.
And very honest with each other.
Very honest with each other.
Nikki, especially.
Yes. Yes.
So is Nikki more like Rick?
Nikki's exactly like Rick.
Okay.
And Paris is exactly like me.
Exactly like you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly like you. But Nikki to me has always
Nikki's
seemed,
the boss.
Always. And also mm-hmm. has always, she's always seemed like the older sister to me.
Everybody always thinks that.
It's not because she looks older. It's just she seems older,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, Paris and I will drag 500 bags into the airport. We'll go off to get like newspapers or McDonald's, you know, and we're like, you unleash us and we're like 3-year-olds at the airport. Then Paris, the funniest is she comes in with all her stuff and then goes to put some stuff up in the overhead, ends up spilling a milkshake all over, French fries are flying. Everybody's like, I mean, she is the biggest character you've ever met.
Ever since the day I met her. But I want to also argue the fact that she has been one of the most supportive and loyal friends to me since
Thank
the day
you.
I met her.
And kind and nice to everybody.
Her heart is as big as the universe.
Because you know what? So many people that enjoy a little success or fame, it changes them.
Not her.
In this town, it
no.
changes people.
Sure does.
They start to effing think
yep.
that they are
Everything.
Such a big deal. And you know what I want to say to them? I have good news and I have bad news. Nobody cares.
It's true. It's true.
No, they real people
no, it's
really,
true. It's true.
In this business, they think they are really annoys me. That's the one thing I don't like about Hollywood.
I couldn't agree more. And the more time that passes, the more it irritates me and the more I notice it. And mm-hmm. with social media now, that's just added a whole nother layer to all of it.
Yes.
So I agree a 1,000,000%. But I would say that your children are authentic. They are all unique and they are all totally different from one another and special. And
being kind, though, is the most important thing.
I agree. And I stand by that. And I do believe that you can be successful and be kind.
And this is a great saying. Remember this. Those the gods destroy first make proud.
Those the gods destroy first.
They first make proud.
I like it. And I will remember
it. In other words, the rug could be pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
When people get too big for their britches,
mm-hmm.
the rug can be pulled out
from
under someone's feet. Like
we see it every day.
Yeah.
And we see it every day.
I've seen it in big ways.
Now, okay. So before I let you go, I want to talk, because I don't want to take your whole day, but you've done 10 million things in your life. What can I look forward to in the world of Kathy Hilton? Because you play so many different roles in your life. You are your truest, most authentic self. You're this extraordinary friend, obviously extraordinary mother, grandmother, which I can't believe because you look too young to be a grandmother. But
My mother was a grandmother at 39.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop
mom had
it.
Me at 18. So when
see,
I had Paris.
See, this is the plus of being a young mom.
Yes.
I'm going to be 80 like when my kids have kids.
No, you'll have blue hair. Remember those blue haired grandmothers?
Yes. Yes. But tell me, like, what excites you now the most? And like, what can we look forward to? And no pressure. You don't have to tell me.
You know, like, what? I have to tell you, it's so funny. And I think it's exciting too. No matter how old you are or whatever, I keep thinking when I grow up, I want to do this. When I want to do that.
Me too.
Isn't that funny?
Me too. Roger and I were saying that the other day. We're like, when we grow up, let's just like live in Montecito, or like, let's just move to the ocean.
And it's exciting because you never know what the next day will bring, or
it's true.
What, you know, who would have thought that I would be doing what I'm doing today 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, who would thought?
I know.
Who would have thought?
And you love it.
Yes.
It's exhausting, but you love it.
I love it. I love it. I've been filling in for, I've been co-hosting The Real with Garcelle.
Oh, she's such a
sweetheart.
And
Lonnie Love and Adrian for Janine, who's on maternity leave. And so I've had a week of experience of doing a talk show, and I really enjoyed it.
You should have your own talk show. And yes, that's such a natural thing for you.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
But
I really enjoyed
it. Isn't that
it.
The gift, Kathy? Like, I feel like the gift is when you get to a place in your life where you're happy where you are, and you take opportunities that excite you, and then you realize how much you actually love doing that. And that you can also say, okay, well, this isn't really for me, so guess what? I'm not going to do that anymore. You know?
Right.
And you can do that. You can't really do that in your 20s, you know? In your 20s,
no,
you have
need...
such a fear of failure. You're like, oh, not doing that. Not
I say
no.
Go for it. And things come to you when they're supposed to.
I agree with that too. Okay. Favorite place in the world to travel?
Europe.
Any particular one spot that's like your most magical place that right now, okay, if you had a plane
like,
outside
I call
your
it
door.
The it moment.
Okay.
Like that feeling like this is it.
Yeah. Okay.
When I get out of the car,
mm-hmm,
and I walk into Claridge's.
Yes, me
and
too.
And those revolving doors. That's it.
I love that place. Me too,
when
Kathy. We're so connected.
When I pull up Avenue Montaigne and I see those awnings at Plaza Anthony.
I know. It's
and
happiness.
I walk in.
I know.
That's it.
I agree.
You know, I feel that way when I walk up the red carpet at the Beverly Hills Hotel, which
still,
we all do.
Still. I agree. So, why is that? What's the magic?
There's a magic, and that's a place that we all, that's our home.
I know. It's family for
You'd
us.
You'd think that we'd get over it by
I know.
Now.
One would think.
I call those my, this is it. You know, the,
it's
my
the
it
wow
moments.
Moment.
Like,
it's the wow.
Wow, yes.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Four Seasons Grand Maui.
Yeah.
When I walk in, they put the lei and I feel that, you know, they put the lei around my neck and I feel that ocean breeze and I look at the water. I would definitely say Europe. And then, wait a minute, Hotel du Cap.
Okay, Hotel du Cap, I have to say, I have an out-of-body experience when I go there.
I have a total, yeah.
And I wish for everybody to even just go there, to walk in, to walk
just
on the
to
ground.
Walk in.
Just walk in. You don't have to stay there, just walk in. Just visit it, see it. It's magical. It's surreal.
You haven't lived until you've walked in.
Okay.
I just and love then, it.
Okay, and your happiest, if you have to say... What makes Kathy Hilton the happiest today? What is your happiest
what
moment?
What makes me the happiest is to have all of my children
mm-hmm.
happy,
mm-hmm.
my husband happy,
mm-hmm.
my grandchildren, obviously my friends,
yep.
All of my family, but to have all of my children and grandchildren with Rick and I under one roof,
mm-hmm.
like when we were all in Las Vegas celebrating. We were filming for Paris in Love, the bachelor party.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was at the Conrad Hotel.
And your
in
whole
Las Vegas,
family.
Under one roof. And we were there for 3 days. and we were having breakfast, and I knew, and lunch and dinner, and I knew we were going to wake up and have breakfast, lunch and dinner, and then the next day, and I didn't want it to end.
That's what my parents say now. My dad recently, when we were all in Palm Beach together, his grandchildren, everybody, and he looked around and he said, this is it. I don't need anything else. This is it.
That's the true gift.
And that's it. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I have to say that I was lucky enough to see Paris get married and to see all of you together with your children and your grandchildren, everybody there. And that was just heavenly. It was perfect. It was magical. That house, which I really want you to have back.
Oh, right.
Because I want to live in it.
I know, right?
And as the honorary auxiliary child, I want to live in that. I want to live in that.
I know, right?
So I love you so much, Kathy. I love talking to you. I could talk to you for 6 weeks straight or 6 years straight. I love you madly. I love your family. I love your children. I now love your new
daughter-in-law.
And God, how cute is Baron?
He's such a beautiful person.
He's such a gentleman. Oh my God.
He's so sweet. Such a kind heart.
God, you guys did great.
Thank you.
Still doing great, by the way.
In saying goodbye, I just want to share something. Mm-hmm. I want to just to say to, I'm saying to everybody right now, mm-hmm. I lost a friend the other day and I had on my list to call her. Mm. For like 10 days, call her. I've been working on 3 different projects, so I'm so tired that I don't have the time to get on the phone. And I just want to say to everybody, please don't let things like make your calls. Mm-hmm. Don't like think about it. Like do it.
Answer your phone. Call
them. Answer your phone or just
call them.
Reach out. Yep. Don't, because I feel really, really bad. Okay. So that is like my little parting. That's my gift to give to everybody, just to remind people, reach out.
She knew you loved her. She knew that.
Well, I just want to remind everybody.
I think it's a very good
return
reminder.
Return a phone call. I'm busy. I'm thinking of you. Sorry, but I'm calling you. Yep. Just do it. Mm-mm. Before it's too late.
Mm-hmm. Very real words of wisdom from mm-hmm. one of the queens of wisdom of all things, my sweet Kathy. Well, I'm sorry that you lost your friend, more importantly. But yes, pick up the phone, make the calls, your family, your friends, your children, everybody, because life is very fragile, as we all know. So I love you dearly.
I love you dearly.
I love you dearly. Thank you for being here.
Hopefully we're going to have a safe summer. I think things are getting... On a good note, I had dinner with a couple doctors the other evening.
And this will pass.
And it seems like things are going to be getting a little better mm-hmm. in the next few weeks. Yep. So
this will pass.
Yes.
This will pass. And we hope another one's not around the corner. But I think the takeaway here is when they do pass, in those moments, get out and live your life. Do your life. Do your best.
Exactly.
I love you madly.
I love you madly, my love.
Have a gorgeous weekend.
Big hug and a kiss.
You know I will.
And give the boys a hug.
I will. And same to you. Mwah. All your children and grandchildren. And to Rick.
All right, honey.
I love you.
Love you. See you soon. Bye.
So if you liked what you heard so far, please make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts and give us a rating and, of course, a great review, please. And keep listening and check us out on our Instagram at works.for.us. Also, tell us your story. There is now a Works For Us phone line that you can call to leave us a message with your very own relationship stories, and we're planning to share our favorites on the podcast. You can also ask us relationship advice, although I can't stress enough that we're not experts, but we'll still take your questions. So if you want to share your story or ask us a question, give us a call at 657-549-2251. That's 657-549-2251. You can also find all of our contact info on our Instagram at works.for.us.